4CBA Mobile.
4CBA, KF4NXY. Hey there, Dave.
Well, hello, David, and what are you up to today?
Stuck my head outside, but just for a few minutes, and it was cold enough to suit me, so I come back in the house to play radio.
Playing radio is always a good thing. I mean, I probably wouldn't be out here. I went to get my hair cut, and I had to stop by store and pick up a Christmas present for my wife, so I'm getting ready to pull back out on Wade Hampton and headed to the house.
Wade Hampton can get pretty busy this time of year. Yeah, I got an old Kenwood hooked up to kind of a G5 RV and was listening to 7.251 for a while, but they seem to have faded out now.
7.25, is that single sideband?
You kind of have a little net going on that. I forget what they go by, but you got like a little number, and you check in with them and give them your local weather conditions and everything.
Okay. I think I have heard them on there before. I may have checked in before. I don't check in on a regular basis, but anyway. I didn't get outside yesterday to move my antenna around. I want to make an adjustment to it, a slight adjustment, and I think it'll send and receive a little bit better than it does right now.
Yeah, I got a little antenna project that I got a hold of this gadget, kind of the octopus thing they call it. It's where you can hook ham sticks into it. It looks like something I can use on field day, you know, kind of portable. I was tinkering around with it yesterday. Got to get a few more ham sticks, and I've ordered a new tripod to put it in. The one I got is just it's kind of rusted up a little too far to be usable.
I used to have one of those tripods. When we lived down in Charleston, I had a little 2 meter, I think it was about a 4-element 2 meter beam for FM, and it was a nice tripod. It was real heavy duty, and but I don't remember what I did with that thing. I guess I sold it or gave it away or something, I don't know. But anyway, that's been a long time ago. That was back in the late 80s.
The one I got right now, I'm not even sure where it come from, but it's in really rusted up condition. It's, you know, it might be something I dug out the woods. That's how rough it looks. So anyway, I found one on Amazon at a good price, and it'll be here in a few days.
This one was very well made, and it was tall. It seemed like it was about 4 or 5 feet tall, and you know, very sturdy, and it certainly could hold. I just used, you know, back then we had Radio Shack, and I just bought one of those poles that they had for a mast, and bolted the beam on Laughlin to it. I didn't have a rotor, so I just had to, set it in the direction. I think I put it in the direction of the repeater, one of the local repeaters, and, it seemed to do pretty good. So, anyway. I don't even know what happened to that antenna. Now that I think about it, gosh, that's been a long time ago.
I've got a few things I got from Lakeview Antenna, which they're not in business anymore. They used to be over there, I think it's on the edge of Lake Harville, and but anyway, they're not around anymore. And you were talking about Radio Shack, man. I do wish there were a few Radio Shacks that were around, because that was a lot more handy. Just go to Radio Shack and get what you want instead of having to call somebody and order something and wait on it to get here.
For you on that, I really miss Radio Shack. I just hate that they didn't make it, and the last one I went to was, they'd already closed the ones in South Carolina, but I was up in Pigeon Forge, and I went to Sevierville, and they had one in Sevierville, and he said they weren't closing. That's been probably 3 or 4 years ago, and maybe longer, but he said they weren't closing. They were one of the ones that were going to stay open. I'd like to go up there and see if he's still open.
Next time I'm up that way, I'll check them out. I like to go to some of the stores up that way. We go up there from time to time, on vacation.
Wife mentioned taking the our daughters up there and the grandkids. I'm not sure exactly when we're going, probably sometime after the new year. And I'll probably check it out and see if it's still there. I can do a search on my phone and it'll tell me. But anyway, I really miss those, though, because, you just need, one or two or three little items, and you don't want to have to buy a whole bag full of them or a box full of them for a project. And, Radio Shack always had all that stuff, and I just liked, going there and looking around. It was always a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was good times back then to be able to do that sort of stuff. Kind of miss a lot of the brick and mortar stores gone the way, just gone. KFOR and XY.
All right, Dave, well, I'm going to have to bail out of here on you and get ready to pull in the garage and go inside. I think my wife has a project she wants to talk about that involves the closet. That's as far as I'm going to go with that. But anyway, wish me luck, and you have a good day and a good weekend, and take care of yourself, and I hope your back's doing better, and we'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final, KB4CPA.
My back's doing better. I'm still don't like to ride a long way from the house. Getting out in the car and bouncing down the road kind of makes it right uncomfortable, but yes, it's doing better. Yeah, have a good afternoon. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's just kind of chilly. KFOR and XY.
4RMM Mobile.
Form 2 Tango Mobile.
Form 2 Victory Tango, KO4RMM Mobile.
RMM, good afternoon. Don't remember the name, but I know we've talked before. Name here is Rusty. Go ahead.
You and me both. Rusty, my name is Kurt, and I remember speaking with you before, and I've heard you on the repeater a number of times. How are you doing this beautiful day?
I'm full of lunch and warmed up, and I've got the remains of a chocolate chip cookie I'm taking home with me to finish up this afternoon. I'm not in bad shape for the considering the weather out here.
That's outstanding, Rusty. I'm headed to Food Line to pick up a few of mandatory items for my wife. She's going to be doing cooking for a neighbor who's sick really bad with the flu.
Understand that. I was at choir rehearsal last night. We found out that a couple of people in our church have come down with COVID. So, you know, that's in fact one of them is one who would usually be in our choir, but she's on the end of it, the COVID period. So, she stayed home last night. And the other person is just a member of our church, and she found out here this week that she's come down with COVID, but that might have a lot to do with the way where she works, because she works in a credit union. So never know what you can pick up when the weather is cold like this.
A lot of fingers, you know, a lot of money handling and a lot of people touching that stuff going back and forth. So it makes a lot of sense, even if you are vigilant about washing your hands. You know, all it takes is one little slip up to catch something. I know how that is. I used to work in a hospital.
I used to work with housing authority, do other things with public, and I interface with public. In fact, we did a performance this past Sunday afternoon over in Gaffney at a retirement center for veterans and for patriots. And this coming Monday, we're doing a Christmas performance up at the Woodlands at Furman. So, you know, I'm a singer, and I get out in the public, and I get exposed, and it happens. So you just have to watch what you do and where you go and how you do it with and that type of thing. So that's what I do.
Super Rusty, I know that you're spreading a lot of joy and entertainment with that singing talent that can really elevate the spirits of a lot of people.
I'll tell you what, it was, we got a lot of thrill out of being over there. We didn't have a big audience over there at the Veterans Place because it's, they have a lot of things going on over there. But we had enough people, and all of them stood there. We did a couple of patriotic songs, and then the rest of our songs were Christmas songs, and they all enjoyed it, which is what we go for. We're out there to perform for the public, so they enjoy it. And during this time of the year, we try to do that. In fact, most of the chorus is going to be in downtown Greenville on Monday the 18th. There's a performance at the Peace Center, and our group's going to be on the promenade out from the Peace Center entertaining with Christmas songs that Monday night. So from, you know, about 7 o'clock to 7:30 before the show begins. So that's where the guys are going to be. I'm not going to be there because I've got to be elsewhere, but it's going to be a cool evening on that.
What's the name of your group?
We're the Palmetto Station Barbershop Chorus of the Upstate South Carolina chapter. And we got a bunch of guys who are going to be out there singing. And our ages go from 14 is our youngest, and our oldest is 80. Our oldest, of course, he won't be singing with us that day, is 94. But our oldest performing that day is 84, 85. So we're going to have a wide range of people out there doing the performance that Monday night.
Pretty impressive, KO4RMM. Well, Rusty, I've enjoyed this cue, so I am destined here at the Food Line. I like to call it the Food Cat. pick up a few items and then rush back to the house so the wife can be on her, be on time with her cooking. I've really enjoyed it, and it's the Palmetto Station Barbershop Quartet.
All right, it's the Palmetto Statesman, S-T-A-T-E-S-M-E-N, Statesman Barbershop Chorus. We're a chorus. Of course, we have some quartet. We've got three quartets in our chorus, and we're going to have at least two of them performing, and another chorus that we've got as part of our chapter. So we got a lot of people. And you have a good one, because I'm about 3 minutes away from the house myself, and I've got a bunch of QSL cards to get uploaded to the logger today. So I'll talk to you later. Have a good one. W2T.
T, copy clear, and KO4RMM, I am 73 and clear at this time.